I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Three Random Questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit InjuryLawyer.com. A special guest for Three Random Questions, Jerry Recco. You made the trek out here from the studios?
I did, and I have a random question for you before you start Three Random Questions.
Yeah.
So I've listened to this every, what's today?
Wednesday, yes.
Every Wednesday for as long as you've been doing it.
Yes.
And I hear you do the open, and I love it.
Yeah.
The random question for you, what song is that from? You're open. Whatever that whistle is.
I have no idea. I was going to say something to do with the warm-up show?
Nope. I'll tell you who sings the song. Bob Dylan.
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea. Highway 61.
Did you see that movie?
I have not seen it.
That was not a random question.
And I love
question.
Bob Dylan. I have not seen it.
No, you should see it. If you like Bob Dylan. I don't like Bob Dylan. I thought the movie was okay. But if you like him, whatever. All right. I really didn't have this prepared for you.
Okay.
Because one of them, actually, I got from your show today.
Okay.
It was going to be your go-to karaoke song. Which you already gave yours. Which is it?
I did not give mine.
Oh, you didn't. So then this is question number one.
No.
Jerry, question number one, as I prepared all along, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Well, number one, I've never done karaoke.
Okay.
So I don't have a go-to.
Oh.
But I would tell you that song right there might be in the top three.
Really?
Love that song.
Bob Dylan?
Yes.
It's got to be a more fun karaoke
song. No, that's
song,
a fun
no?
song. That's a fun song. Look at Steve. Am I right or am I wrong?
All
that
right.
is a fun song.
And the real reason that I wanted to ask this question because I wanted to give mine. Do you have any guess?
It's going
to
be Eminem.
Very close.
Not
very
Eminem.
Close. Well, that would be one, right? I was thinking it through hearing you guys, I'm like, oh yeah, Eminem, like Role Model or whatever. Like there are songs.
I was going to Lose Yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Not my thing. But whatever. But then I was
Kanye
like,
Kanye West.
No, close. But you got to think more cheesy karaoke.
Cheesy.
90s.
Barry Manilow.
No.
Cheesy,
you ready for it?
Yeah.
Four Non Blondes. What's up?
Oh, I love that song.
Isn't that a great
yes.
song?
Yes. But
that's
I always,
a karaoke
yeah,
song.
Yeah. But I know you like the newer one. That's a little faster.
What do you mean?
Didn't you play the mix song with BT?
No. Oh, maybe we did. I don't know what they're playing behind there. I asked for Four Non Blondes. What's up? But that
great
song. That is a great to me,
song.
That's like a great. It's cheesy, but it's a song that you know all the words to.
You want
to
sing that song karaoke?
I mean, if you have enough surf sides, I'll do anything.
You guys want to hear Sal sing some karaoke?
No. I mean, I'm not doing that live. I'm not doing it live yet.
Maybe about an hour?
About to have a surf side hit me in the face right now. We got 13 minutes or so to go. All right, number two, cigars. Cool or douchey?
No, I don't think they're. I don't like them, but I don't think they're. I think it's actually kind of cool. I prefer the pipe.
Okay. Pipe, not douchey. Pipe to me would be.
Eddie might grab that one on me. But I think they're fine.
Jerry prefers the pipe.
Yeah,
we learned here today at 3RQ.
Unfortunately.
I just feel like. Now, I'm not a smoker.
Yeah.
Period. Like, I've never done marijuana. I don't smoke cigarettes. Never had a cigar. I maybe have had, like, at times where it's like a bachelor party or after a wedding, it's like, hey, you want to try the cigar? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I think after JJ's wedding, actually, Marash, whose parents were here, I don't know if they left already, we probably bored them. Like, you were having a cigar.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, cool for the picture, but I don't know what I'm doing. And then I think about it, I see people posting pictures of it. It's like,
there is something.
You're not
weird
Tony Soprano.
About like, that big, thick thing in your mouth.
You're really asking for it here.
But on the golf course, very popular, not douchey.
All right, last one for you. Window seat on a plane. The person in the aisle is asleep. You wake them up or no?
This is a problem for me. So I'm a window seat person.
Okay.
The problem has become, as I've gotten older, I need to use the bathroom a lot more than I used to.
Hmm.
You have to wake them up.
Yeah.
I try as long as I can. Yeah. Now, when we went to California last week with the Boomer and Geo crew, every time they got up, I got up. But, yeah, you got to wake them up.
Well, what do you mean when you say they got up?
The middle and the
not
people
Boomer
in the
and
aisle.
Geo. They were sitting in first class, probably.
They took off from Long Island. We were by the bathrooms out in New Jersey.
Well, they weren't even first class. They were on a private plane.
They weren't on a private plane, but they had, like, sleeper seats.
Yeah.
They barely gave us a Coke.
Oh. Okay.
We were way in the back.
I understand how that works, Jerry. Yeah. All right, BT and Sal, the Fan, Jerry Recco, hanging out with us here. We're hanging out at the Salt Shack on Long Island, Babylon, Long Island here, having some fun, drinking Surfsides all day long. So you and I are going to hang out for a while.
Sure.
It's been a busy day for you, hanging out with Willie, driving here, and now hanging out with me. You want to take some calls to close us out here?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to do. So. You want to talk about anything else?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Let's
your
take,
show.
Let's take a while. Well, no, I mean, it's our show.
For
you know what I was
minutes.
Thinking? Oh, I mean, yeah. You know what I was thinking, too? Usually you and I would get, you know, not usually, but we did for 10 years do those Columbia games together. Mm-hmm. This was kind of the time, the end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. You got college football coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
We'd be getting ready to start to our 10-week journey in the Ivy League.
We'd be at camp this week.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't you miss that?
Parts of it I do.
Yeah.
I don't miss the every week going to practice once the season began. But yeah, no, I miss the time. I miss doing the games. And it signified the fall, and here comes football. So yeah.
You know what we could have used back then? Surfsides. That would have made those trips and those games. I may not want to drink Surfside during the radio show. I needed those Surfsides during those Columbia games.
One cares, but that one trip to Harvard, when you told me on Thursday, I'm going to make this, you did SNY on Friday, and you told me, I swear to God, if they don't play well on Saturday, I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
You showed up right before kickoff because you had a mess of a commute to get up there, and they were down 21-0
before you could
minutes
blink.
Into the game, and you were ready to leave.
Yeah, 73-0 final.
Oh, was that tough.
And the head coach was like, I think you're being too critical of this. Get lost, will you? And he soon did after that. All right, BT and Sal, all the fan. Where are you at here with the Mets after these two wins? My open was kind of...
I heard.
Yeah, okay. So
I heard.
I get it. I get the excitement. I was holding off on hope for the division and belief in the division. Mm-hmm. I think mathematically you get to a certain point where you got to give it up. They have to sweep tonight, otherwise these two wins mean nothing.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't necessarily buy it. I think keep winning series, and I think they'll have an opportunity the final week of the season. I don't think the division's over because the fact that Zach Wheeler is done for the season, I don't want to downplay how big of a deal that is for Philadelphia. For whatever reason, the Mets have had their number, especially at home. I think if the Mets can get to the final week of the season within two games, it's all up in the air. I mean, how many times do we see these teams blow the... The Mets were up seven games.
Yeah, I know.
They were down seven games. The Yankees were up seven games. They're down five. It happens fast. So I would not give up on it unless they were down, you know, 8, 9, 10 games.
Right, but the I guess the problem is the math and the reason to... for me, I believed it wasn't hope. You should always have hope as a fan. Mm-hmm. Hey, they could still win the division. But when you get to a point where there were seven games back with 32 to go, mm-hmm. knowing that in all likelihood they had to sweep the Phillies to remain alive, and I was not thinking that that was going to be the case because look at the way the Mets have played versus how the Phillies have played now. Head-to-head, they won the first two. They still, by the way, haven't swept. It feels like that. People are acting like that, but they still haven't swept. Even if they do, four games back with 29 to go, that's a lot to... Do we think that, are the Mets not going to lose a game the rest of the week? So let's say they do, and the Phillies win now, all of a sudden it goes back. It seems in the moment when you shave off two in a row like that, it seems more attainable than in reality, I think. That it's a tough ask, especially if they somehow lose tonight.
They're not in a great spot, but I cannot say the division's over. 7-17, that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do we have to see it? How many times do we see teams?
I know, but
that
never
happens.
Last year,
the Mets were dead. Everybody quit on the Mets last year. Not only do they make the playoffs, they end up going to the NLCS.
It never happens. All right, now let's get a call in. I don't care what you say, Jerry. Ralph is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Ralph?
Hi, Sal. How you doing?
It's Sal and Jerry, by the way, but go ahead.
Oh, hi, Sal and Jerry. Sal, I just find you so frustrating to listen to. I really do.
The way you
change your mind, it's unbelievable. When they ask you before the Phillies come in, is the division over? You say yes. Don't you realize that the Mets could possibly sweep? Now you're admitting, if they win tomorrow, we're back in it. It's just so wishy-washy. It's very frustrating.
That's not fair.
You don't have the mentality.
Ralph, hold on a second.
Jerry,
you know what? You were right. We shouldn't have taken calls. My bad. We shouldn't have taken calls. What was I thinking there? Ralph, that is not fair. Of anybody on the entire station, and I'll take it even a step further, in the entire fan base, of anybody who held out belief, there's a difference between belief and hope. I held out belief the longest. And they do the whole bit with me on the afternoon show, Evan, every day. Is he only silver? He did that with the idea of the Mets having a 5-game lead. That's what he thought. Evan's the one who jinxed it. Don't get on me. Get on Evan. So they've been doing that all year long. To them, Evan and Maresh were doing it. Then the Phillies obviously took control, and everybody else was giving up. And I did not believe that it was over. After the Mets failed on Sunday to miss an opportunity there, Jerry.
Bad loss.
To sweep. It was a bad loss. They had control of that game. They should have swept Atlanta going into the Philly series. To me, at that point, I lost belief, not hope, belief. And the only way, and maybe you're right, I should have waited another day, but I wasn't really thinking that everybody's going to hold me to it. But you know when they, first of all, I did tweet about it, but Evan calls me as I'm writing the show at SNY. I get a call from Marash. I did not think, we were talking about something else during the course of the day. I did not think it was about the division. I get a call, he goes, we're live on the radio, Evan wants to ask you a question. And then he asked me, and I said, yeah, it's over. Should I have held out and told they lost a game to the Phillies? Maybe, but I didn't. Kill me. What do you want me to do? Anyway, the point is that I'm not wishy-washy on it. I still don't believe the Mets are going to – I don't believe that they're going to win the division.
I think you still have a chance to get all that Surfside.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I still think there's a chance.
I did this for us, dude. Yeah,
I know you did. I know you did. Let's get to September 1st.
Yeah.
It's August 27th.
If they lose tonight, what do you think, the Mets?
They won 2 out of 3. Now go beat the Marlins.
I know, but it'd be 6 games.
I forget the number. Okay, just go win your games.
Yeah, you're right. I should stay away from math. I've never been very good at that anyway. Mm. All right, when we come back, we'll finish up here. 888-808-1019. Sal Licata hanging out with Jerry Recco live at the Salt Shack here on Long Island. Surfside all day. Can't wait to have some in a few minutes. The city's biggest indoor pickleball event coming back October 10th and 11th, and it will sell out. It says to pause.
I do,
there.
And you do that very professionally.
Yeah, thank you. You wouldn't even know if I didn't tell you there. sign up for the fun or for the cash prizes. I like both. Go to 1010wins.com/pickleball for all the info. The pickleball tournament is presented by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today. Shop NissanUSA.com. Even with the win, I know we're so results-based, but it can't always just be, well, they won, so everything's fine, or they lost, so everything's crap. They won, yes, but in that win, two very, very important things went the wrong way with Sean Manaea, again, only be able to go 4 2/3.
Pitch well.
Effective. He's been effective. He just hasn't given any length. That's fine, but then they need to figure that out. Okay, he can be an effective pitcher for 3 or 4 innings. How are they going to piggyback that? Whether it's Tong, Holmes, Sproat, you want to bring him up. They can't just keep running him out there as a starter and dip into the bullpen so early on. And the other thing would be Helsley, who's been a disaster.
Horrendous. But McClain, Sproat, Tong, I mean, that's the all of a sudden the new renewed energy in this team. Like the idea that you've got these three arms coming up, that they could be in the rotation in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I also like what Ron Darling said last night. You know what? Maybe Manaea's like, he's building up like in spring training. He's got to stretch him out, and get a little bit better. Yeah, last night was not a bad start.
They've been saying that, but it's been a month now.
I get it, but last night it looked the part at least. And if they turn that double play, he gets through 5. He probably doesn't come out for the 6th, but at least it looked better.
I do think that the Mets will be better in the playoffs because everything gets shortened and you could trim some of the fat here and, you know, figure out which roles you want. They're going to have a bunch of solid options. How are they going to fit these guys in the roles, even if it is Manaea piggybacking with somebody else or whatever you want to say? Helsley's an issue because the guy throws 100, but it's straight as an arrow, yep. And he's not fooling anybody. He's not blowing it by anybody.
I said that to Willie this morning. Could you imagine having the ability to throw 102 miles an hour and you can't get anybody out?
Dude!
It's tough.
How come he can't finish anybody?
Tough. I don't know.
And then he can't
know.
Throw the slider for a strike. You can't trust him. So now, at least I thought it was the right move to go to him last night. Now you can't put him out there in a big spot. So he is, to me, rendered useless. Like, what are you going to do with Helsley?
He'll probably run back out there again at
no
some point.
No way.
He's going to have to be.
Yeah, they can't. I don't think that they can. I mean, maybe do the Devin Williams thing, try to work him back up in a lower leverage situation. But Helsley has been – so that has been a problem with Helsley and then Manaea and Senga. That's something that even with these two wins against the Phillies, that has not changed. Those are big problems that aren't going away anytime soon.
No, the Phillies have their problems too, though. And we still have 30-something games to go.
Look at you. Chill ray out. Of positivity. Who
I
says
have
you're
been.
Always negative?
And I think the Giants are going
to
be good. So
you've
you
already hit the surf sides, I'm hearing.
I have not.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I have not.
What's your go-to flavor?
All of them.
Yeah, I know.
I like the lemonades. I like the green tea one.
Really?
The green tea one is very
good. You try
the good.
Flavored green teas yet?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, but so the green tea ones are good. The lemonades, I mean, God, how can you go wrong? And they're all good. The peach tea.
All right.
Come on.
Mike is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Sal? Last night was definitely nerve-wracking with a Helsley. I thought maybe they could have stayed with Rogers.
Oh, sorry, and thank you for the call, Mike. Yeah, I was... That's my
not
bad.
Paying attention.
Well, no. 12:23, I thought we had till 25. Thanks to Hoff. Hoff is producing here. We appreciate that. Thanks to Dove back at the shop. Thanks to Steve Apria setting us up here. Thanks to Salt Shack for having us. Surfside's come on down. J Jerry and I are going to be here all afternoon long. Can't wait to get some Surfsides. Looking forward to it. And hey, you know, not that I root for, you know, you want to be unbiased, but let's go Mets tonight, Jerry. Get us a win. That division's still in play. I told you, the NL East isn't over. All right, Jerry.
See you, Sal.
All right, we'll see you guys soon. Hey, Yankee baseball coming up next. No John
Stanton's
Carl Stanton.
Not playing.
Yeah, 5 home runs last night, but he's not playing today. Good job, Yank. All right, we'll see you next week, actually. Enjoy the rest of the week. I'm on vacation. See you next week when everything gets big.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.